हरे कृष्णा। भगवत गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। मया तदमिदं सर्वं जगत्तव्यक्तमूर्तिनां मत्सानि सर्वभूतानि न चाहं तेषु अवस्थितः। मया तदमिदं सर्वं जगत्तव्यक्तमूर्तिनां मत्सानि सर्वभूतानि न चाहं तेषु अवस्थितः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद the founder acharya of international society for krishna consciousness jashla prabhupad by me in my unmanifested form this entire universe is pervaded all being are in me but I am not in them om ajnanat mirandasya gyananjana salakayam saksharan melitam mena tasmai shri gurave namaha नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रश्नाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तं स्वामिनीति नाम्नीं नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाशातदीशतारिणीं पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णभक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम् यं ब्रह्मावरणेन्द्ररुद्रमहृदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तविं वेदैः साङ्खपदक्रमोपनिषत् गायन्ति यं सामगं ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनश्शा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाविदुसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। दिस श्लोक कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट ही इज परवेडेड एवरीवेयर। ही इज परवेडेड एवरीवेयर। ऑल बीइंग आर इन कृष्ण। एट द सेम टाइम Krishna says, I am not in them. So, all being are in me, but I am not in them. So, that means, just like if we have 1 crore rupees, that means 1,000 is there inside the 1 crore. But if somebody is having a 1,000 only, then 1 crore is not in 1,000. So, similarly, Krishna says here, all being are in me, but I am not in them. So that means entire universe and everything material and spiritual are within Krishna, and I'm not in them. I'm not in them means sometimes people they say God is this chair also God's energy, fan also God's energy, everything is God's energy. So let's worship everything is God. So there are some people they miss. Direct the innocent people, the ignorant people. Everything is God's energy. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Everything is a God is a created. Everything is a God is God's energy. God also says, Krishna also says, I am situated in everywhere. He say he is pervaded everywhere. So that means the people they think that you know this is chair also God, stone also God. Tree also God. So in this way they will say, that's why Krishna here clearly says all being are in me but I am not in them. Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentioned in the purport to understand Krishna is not possible by the gross material senses. We cannot, you know, keeping a blind eyes, we cannot ask so may God, so may Krishna. We cannot say. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.234 the shloka mentioned that atashte krishna namahi na vavigrahyam indriye sevan mukhe hijvato swayam eva spruttatah atashte krishna namati Krishna's name, form, quality, pastime, etc. is not possible to understand by the gross material senses. Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Sandasadaiva Hrithayeshu Vilokayanti Yansama Sundara Machinda Gunasvarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sundara Shloka Atashte Krishna Namadi means Sevan Mukhehi Jivvato. We have to start the Seva. What kind of Seva? Sevan Mukhehi Jivvato. We have to start by the tongue. What can we do with the tongue? We can chant the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, Sevan Mukhehi Jivvato, Swayam Yeva Svratadaha. Krishna will reveal. When he reveals, then we can see the Supreme Personality of God. If he is not revealing, we cannot see with this material eyes. Even when we see Arjuna as the Vishwarupa of the Supreme Personality of God, Shri Krishna, Krishna immediately he shown Vishwarupa to him. But even though he is showing Vishwarupa to Arjuna, and Arjuna could not see anything. Then Krishna says, hey Arjuna, you cannot see with this blind eye. This blind material eye is very, very blind. We cannot see. Then he gave you special blessings. Divya. Divya, the transcendental vision. Then only he can, Arjuna could able to see the Vishwarupa of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from this, Atashti Krishna Namati, when we do the devotional service, as Brahma says, Premanjana Churita, when we have the Prema, then we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can see this, when we have the Prema, our eye is decorated with the love of Krishna, then we can see the Lord within as well without. What is within means we can see the Lord. He is situated within us, in our heart. He is there in our heart as a Paramatma. Then without means he is, we can see that Lord is situated everywhere. If we develop love towards him, then we can understand that Lord is not visible for the general people, because they are not at all developed any love for them, love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Lord is not visible for general people. Even though he is pervaded and he is present everywhere, and he is not conceivable by the material senses. Just like if somebody is a blind man. Blind man, he cannot see anything. Even though we may go and stand before them, they cannot see anything. How they will see? They are already blind. Even some people, if they don't have the spectacle glass, they cannot see anything. Even though they are not blind, when they put a glass, they can see. If they are not putting the glass, they cannot see anything. So similarly, the blind man cannot, even though we may go and stand in front of them, the blind man cannot see anything. So similarly, if somebody is blind in spiritual, then they cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though we can't see him, but everything is resting on him. So this is the, actually to understand this also, we need some blessing from Krishna. If you are not getting, if you don't have a blessing from Krishna, what Krishna says also we cannot understand. What to speak or seeing him. First we have to understand what he is saying. Then only we can see him. If you are not able to understand what he is saying, then we cannot we cannot see him. Krishna says, even though we can't see him, everything is resting on him only. Everything is a material world, spiritual world, everything is resting on him. Just like Ashla Prabhupada gives a very nice example, just like a sunshine is spread everywhere. This sunshine is spread everywhere. The Lord's energy, similarly Lord's energy also spread everywhere, and everything is resting on him. Just like when we go to the Surya planet, we can see the sun god. Sun god is there. From the sun god, all the sun rays are emanating from him. But the person is there in sun sun planet. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like the sun is, sun sign is spread everywhere, the Lord's energy also spread everywhere, and everything is resting on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So that means we cannot conclude that anyway he is spread everywhere and he lost his form. So we cannot conclude like this way also. There are many people and God is everywhere, so he don't have any form. So we cannot say like this way. So that's why Krishna says everything is resting on him and he is aloof, even though he is spread everywhere. Everything is resting on him, but he is aloof from everything. He is aloof from everything. Just like everything created by the God. So everything is not God. So this point we have to understand. There are many people, they say everything is created by God. So that means everything is God. You also God, I am also God. This door also God, this stone also God, this cow also God. So in this way there are some people are there. So that's why Krishna says, even though everything is created by me, but I am aloof from all, everything. That's why Krishna says very clearly here, all beings are me, but I am not in them. Srila Prabhupada gives another example, just like if the king is there, and the department, there are various department is there in a government, this department, that department. All the department are king's energy. Because this department is created by the king, so this department are nothing but the energy of the king. But all the department is not the king. So we cannot say that this department is created by the king, and all the department are king's energy. So all the departments are king. So we cannot say like this way. So as a conclusion of this shloka is that, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is pervaded in entire universe in unmanifested form, and all being are in him, and Krishna says, I am not in them. Just like we have given the example, when we have 1 crore rupees, 1,000 rupees are already included. But when we have that means 1 crore rupees is like a Krishna. All being are in Krishna. So that means when we have 1 crore, 1,000 rupees also included. All are, we all material, spiritual, all are within Krishna. Just like if we have 1,000 rupees, that does not mean that 1 crore is there inside the 1,000. So similarly, all being are in me, but I am not in them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.